afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, June 10th, 2019, at 1:30 p.m. Start the meeting of Jefferson County Commission of Court for Order. We'll begin today with an invitation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items of purchasing. Item A is execute receipt of contract renewal for term contract fire sprinkler, fire phones, kitchen hoods, address in Halon 1301, fire inspector in Jefferson County. For a second one-year renewal with Advantage Interest Inc. from June 17, 2019, through June 16, 2020. Item B relating to security services has been in conversation with the sheriff, requested a table, which I agree with, because we're still having our financial analysis, which the Commissioner's Court needs to have before acting on it, so it'll probably be moved to the 24th. Item C is consider an approval award execute receipt of contract for design and installation of exterior LED message center indoor LED video board replay panel for Ford Park Entertainment Complex with Ace Sign Company for replacement LED message center display panel for the outdoor marquee and complete replacement of the arena scoreboard display for a total cost of $244,314. Item D is consider an approved execute receipt file change order number one for siphon control structures at all cut ditch and salt valve with the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway for Jefferson County with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA, MK Constructors for an increase of $686,400. Due to increased mobilization costs, bringing the total amount from $6,699,693.20 up to $7,386,093.20. It won't affect the total number of contract working days. It's funded by grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the North American Wetlands Conservation Act. Any construction costs not covered by these two grants will be funded from the county settlement with BP. However, I have can I get a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Second by Commissioner Senegal.
I got questions.
I would just mention that immediately after we found out about the cost increase, and just by way of background, I'll tell you this. When we originally went to bid for this project, I had been told by the Corps of Engineers that it would take 90 days to issue a permit. We waited 100 days, went to bid. There were another 30 or so days that passed before we got bids back in. We then awarded the bids, and the bids were good for 60 days. It was another year before they ever awarded, gave us the permit, which we just recently got. And during that time period, we requested of MK that they keep the bids open. They had some increased costs because of leasing the logistics and mobilization area they originally envisioned using had all been snatched up by Motiva, Sempra, and Golden Pass LNG. So they had to go find, make alternative arrangements, and some of the transportation costs went up to the sites along the Intercoastal Waterway. So I got on the phone with Tanner Johnson at the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. They had an extra $250,000 set aside for us that he said we can have in August. He said he will go for the remaining $436,000 to the board, and he does not envision any problems with them approving those amounts. So I don't think we'll have to touch any county funding based on Patrick and my conversation with him.
Okay, my question will be judged this year, and I guess it needs to purchase. Would this increase And the, if we had more than one potential companies that bid on it, are they within the range of each other, or does this put it anywhere close to that second bid?
No. I tell you, the bids were roughly $6.5 million, $9.5 million, $10.5 million, or closer to $11 million.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And so this won't even put them anywhere near where the other ones are.
And this has to be done at this point in order for them to get to the work site, sir.
The second question is, learned attorney, you have reviewed all this and signed off on it, right?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Probably need to go through.
I'll have to check. I'm not recognizing.
Take it, please.
Okay, if we can approve it, we will hold it until she has the opportunity.
No problem.
Okay. Any other discussion on any other items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional cost for food in the amount of $15,000. I'll discuss that separately. Item C is regular county bills, check number 459987 through 460260. Do I have a motion on those items A and C?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under item B, discuss, consider, and possibly approve participation in Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition at a cost of $5,000 per year. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I just want to remind everybody, in case, since I can only talk to one of y'all, this is the Park Foundation. Judge Thompson has come here and met with us several times about, we've had workshops about it, so I just wanted to refresh your recollection. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is proceed and file executed interlocal contract related to planning, development, operation, provision of 911 service and use of 911 funds between Jefferson County and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. Item B is proceed and file executed emergency notification system interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Regional Planning Commission to enable the county to utilize Blackboard for emergency notification. Item C is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file guidelines for first time sewer connection program for Jefferson County for the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program contract number 7218240. This is for residences that were damaged by Hurricane Harvey. And item D is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file on-site sewage guidelines for on-site sewage facilities assistance program for the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program contract number 7218240 to assist homeowners who suffered damages as a result of Hurricane Harvey. Motion on both items under commission.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Patrick, you sent out a email. I know it's for anyone in the county, correct?
Yeah, that's what, that was kind of a clarification in the past. Mainly the CDBG grant for the sewer system in the Cheek area. This
correct.
Is a little bit of the difference is because you're looking at on-site sewage systems
correct.
Also. And I don't know if they did have some first-time sewer connections also. So that was kind of the difference from the past. So,
yeah.
And it's open to everybody.
Correct.
We'll also mention, while we're talking
rural
about on-site systems, we've been working for at least a year and a half with CCQ to try to get a set for on-site sewer systems for individuals retired or moderate income, low moderate income. And
we already have a set that we use in the Cheek community that would meet those needs.
We're trying to get some other ones established countywide.
Okay.
There's also some issues with Precinct 3. Where some people cannot afford avenue address. So,
does that limit us with the one that's already set in place? Okay.
So, real quick, a couple things. Item A is that an annual interlocal that we do with them?
if I recall, so don't we lose a guy?
I don't remember if it's annual or every 3 years.
Okay.
But we've had several of them.
Okay, so on item C,
because they get the grant funding paid for the services that all of us.
So the going back to the first item, I see it says for residents damaged by Harvey. It's my understanding, and of course Rhonda's here with Environmental Control, and she can clarify this, but these older systems, they're good, grandfathered in until they break. Rhonda, if you would come to the mic. So they until they break, and then you can go in and do that. But the caveat is there has to be enough property to take in that. So these first time, this program here, would they, because I got to call them this, would they have to be damaged by Harvey, or could it be somebody that just wants to get into the program?
I think that if the CDBG program that resulted from the supplemental disaster appropriations bill passed by the Congress about 60 days after Harvey, that they're going to have a direct impact on their requirements, but we can check that.
I think you got to look at the way the grant was written up in the past. It was written up in a different way.
I was just trying to get some clarification. Yeah, I want to tell these people the right thing, you know?
Yeah, we need to look, because it's normally it's $275,000.
Correct.
That's been that standard amount that gets allocated. I don't know if it's really tied into the Hurricane Harvey, so we were looking to probably put them as the top priority.
The ones that were damaged.
Yeah.
But so I guess the first
one. We can double check.
When you see first time sewer, you kind of throws you off when you see it damaged by Harvey. So you're thinking the original system must have been damaged, so that qualifies them for this program.
Yeah, that might be just the name of the project.
Rhonda, to my question for you, and in my precinct, you're saying that you've looked at this in the past, but some of these didn't qualify because the land use was not.
Right. You do still have to have the required amount for the OSS system. Now, if they have the ability to hook into the community service, then they're looking at that as well. It's less, you don't have a land requirement, but there is a land requirement for.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And this is in the rural area, though.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify.
Right.
I was in Kent, but I believe it should just be in the rural area.
Rural area. Okay.
I don't see anything in here that requires direct damage. Well, the only thing I would see required is income requirements.
Right.
And proof of ownership of the property and paid up property taxes. They must have a 911 address. But I know our grant administrator will make sure that everyone fills out.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Now the second is by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. We have one item under engineering. Item 8, ask you receive file utility permit 052U19 to AT&T. Replacement of fiber optic cable starting at the corner of Industrial Road, Chemical Road, and ending on 5898 Industrial Road. That's located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Rawls. Second by Commissioner Weaver and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That completes our regular agenda. Anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then that completes the agenda. I thank all of you for being here today, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.